Welcome once again to the Solid Signal Podcast. This is a podcast for March 25th, 2024, and I have with me an extra special guest. I'd like to introduce Rob Young. Rob heads up our enterprise team at Signal Connect. Good morning, Rob, and welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad you're here. You know, let's start with what I think is an easy question, but probably the question a lot of people are going to ask. What is an enterprise team?
Stuart, that's a great question. An enterprise team is really a team that's geared and organized toward assisting enterprise-level organizations in some more complex setups than what would typically be received. Enterprise-level customers are typically customers that have rather large facilities, or if not a large facility, multiple facilities around across the country.
Would you say that, you know, these are larger businesses, larger than 100 or larger than 1,000? I mean, how big is an enterprise?
The enterprise level customer can have 100 employees. It can have 1,000 employees. It's really a matter of how large their operations are. It's more so along the lines of the actual revenue that the company is able to churn out year over year. And that revenue will be indicative of whether or not they're classified as an enterprise level customer.
What is it that you do for them? A lot of people only know Signal Connect for satellite TV. Is that all you can bring to them?
No, actually. Satellite TV, though, one of the main things that we do here in enterprise sales, it is only a part of what we do. So for enterprise level customers, we're able to assist them with cell phone signal boosting. When they find that they're having trouble getting that signal inside of a building, we're able to assist them with bringing that in. Beyond that, we can help them obtain internet services via satellite systems, standard physical connections over fiber or coaxial networks, as well as the fixed wireless solutions that are coming out with the 4G LTE and 5G networks. We also assist them with phone services, primarily through VoIP, and we can also assist them with Wi-Fi solutions as well.
VoIP?
VoIP is actually voice over internet protocol. So instead of the traditional phone lines that people from the 20th century are familiar with, the VoIP product, it operates over an internet signal. There's soft phones that are found on their computer. A soft phone is just an application that'll run on a computer, and it can make and receive calls over the internet that way. The VoIP products also provide compatibility with desk phones. We're now starting to see a huge push toward the mobile application of the VoIP product. So there are actual applications that can be downloaded directly to a mobile phone that will, in the back end, plug into your, virtually plug into your VoIP system and provide you with connectivity that way.
I remember when you started, we were still on lockdown. Isn't that right?
That is right, Stuart. Yes. When I first started with the organization in late 2020, there was still a lot of lockdown across the country. And over the years, fortunately, a lot of those guidelines have been lifted. And it's been really nice getting to see everybody come back to the office.
When you talk to customers, is it mostly still over the phone, over video conference, or do you actually go out to see them?
So the majority of the communication is over video conferencing with enterprise level customers. We find that to be the easiest way to set up a meeting with multiple high ranking members of an organization, as their schedules are quite demanding. Phone calls typically happen whenever we're taking intermediary steps between major project steps, just quick updates or transitions, if you will. And then email communication is a heavy form of arm communication also. We understand that our customers have jobs to do day in and day out. And even though they're reaching out to us for assistance, we don't want to be a burden to them.
What attracted you to the world of this kind of technology? I mean, it's got to be a completely different point of view for you.
I came here from the insurance world, so completely different business style. However, the attraction that I had toward this was just my natural affinity toward technological pieces of equipment. My entire life, I've always been enthralled by how they work and what they do. And when you go into an area, be that a hotel or an RV park or just your standard manufacturing facility, if you will, I always find myself looking at parts of those or processes of those organizations and trying to figure out how they work in my mind's eye.
So I know you've loved tech for a long time. What has been your favorite gadget of all time?
I'm probably going to have to go back to the late 90s and say it was the Game Boy Color. That was a completely new thing. The handheld gaming aspect was just really starting to get its feet underneath it. And then they brought about the color, and it didn't really bring a whole lot of color to the screen, but there was still more than just a black and white screen. And that just blew my mind back then.
You ever wish you still had that? Maybe just
pick I still do.
Dr. Mario, you still have one.
I do. Yes.
That is awesome. Go Rob.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. What would you say to someone who says, oh, you know, satellite TV, why are we even talking about satellite TV? That's on its way out.
I would say that it's not necessarily the truth. However, satellite TV is still a very strong product, and it's still highly sought after for several reasons. One of the main benefits that our customers have with satellite TV is the freedom that it provides to you. You don't have to be tethered to one specific location. It provides a uniformity for customers who have multiple structures in their organization, especially when they're across state lines. They're able to provide an entire facility, multiple facilities with the programming that they need and have that consistency of the same bill, the same programming, and all of that stuff.
What's the most exciting product you see coming out for business right now?
The most exciting product that I see coming out right now is a product that's actually been around for a little bit, but we're just now starting to see a general population interest in it, and that is the Com 3000 head-end distribution system with DirecTV. This system is a very intuitive system. It provides organizations with many, many displays, a low-cost and effective way to get programming from one centralized location to every display within their company.
And this is like DirecTV, how you're looking at three or four racks full of equipment, right?
No, not necessarily. The Com 3000 head-end system, it only utilizes about 6 rack units overall. The satellite will bring that signal right into the building, right into our main point of entry, which is typically like an IT closet. We have a server rack right there. We take up only about 6 units of that server rack with the equipment, and everything happens right within that 6 units of the server rack. And from there, we'll push that right out to the distribution of the facility. And the really nice part is the ability to utilize both coaxial and Ethernet distribution.
Somebody wants like 100 TVs in their building. You don't even have to go into the walls and wire with coax?
You got that correct. Yeah. With the ability to utilize the existing infrastructure that an organization has in place, we can plug that right into our head-end distribution and be able to facilitate the transport of that programming to all of the TVs, whether that be 10 or 500.
Here's where I can imagine the nightmare scenario is, you know, typically, a business will have maybe a small IT department, somebody who knows how to run antivirus and not much else. They put in one of these Com 3000 systems, and then all of a sudden, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and the World Cup game is on and everything goes dark. So they go to the IT guy and they say, fix this. What does that guy do?
If that guy is a customer of ours here at Signal Connect or the Signal Group, they would just contact us. We support our customers for the life of service, and we have the ability to remotely access that unit through a program called TeamViewer. We typically sell the COM3000s with a laptop, and we'll pre-install TeamViewer on that laptop to provide us access to that system. That'll give us the ability to reset some pieces of the equipment if coding just kind of gets caught up in the processes. We can also take a look at the error logs that are coming through to help the organization pinpoint where the actual problem lies.
Now, I know you've done a lot of different installs. Looking back at them, what was perhaps the one install that you were so glad that it actually worked?
I would say that the most relieved I felt after a project was completed was working for the U.S. Air Force. We had two Air Force bases in the Washington, D.C. area that we were setting up a COM 3000 at each of those locations. There were a lot of roadblocks that we had to go through, and a lot of red tape as well. Our installers were escorted from the moment they stepped on the property to the moment they left the property. There were always eyes on them. And I was in close communication with several civilian contractors that had access to that facility. Over the course of about 6 months, the entire project was able to reach completion. And we installed our COM 3000 head-end distribution system as a signal source to a more overseeing IP distribution network. And that just really provided the facility or that property the ability to tap in to that network at really any point, and they'll start receiving their television programming. It was a really fascinating project.
You also do a lot of cell phone booster systems for business. When people invite you in and they say, okay, this is where we've got bad service, this is where we need service, where is the one place that they always tell you that they have bad service?
Bad service is typically going to be found in a warehouse area or a manufacturing area. Large open areas we'll see a lot of problems with, especially when they have a lot of metal racks or machinery that may or may not cause interference. Above and beyond that, if we're working with healthcare facilities, we typically see issues in the x-ray area, as that area is usually encased in lead to prevent the radiation from leaking out. That also prevents cellular signal from coming in. And even though doctors have a lot of ways to communicate, their time is precious.
Rob, you've been an incredibly good sport taking this interview. I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get hold of you, because once they see this podcast, they're going to want to work with you. So let her rip.
You can contact me Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My direct line here at my desk is area code 248-896-8595, or you can reach me by email, rob.young@signalconnect.com.
Excellent. Folks, that finishes up this second ever interview on the Solid Signal podcast. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And as always, remember, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Makes me look good to my boss. And when you're looking for the best in tech, shop at solidsignal.com or call someone like Rob Young. He's going to take great care of you. That's all for the Solid Signal podcast for this week, and I'll see you next week.